This is Ted Kennedy. Congress declared a resounding no to Senator Jesse Helms on censorship of the arts. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, one of the most successful federal initiatives of the past quarter century has been the National Endowment for the Arts. Through thousands of worthwhile grants, the federal government has provided the seed money, enabling the arts to flourish in communities across the country. That distinguished record of achievement was jeopardized by Senator Jesse Helms. He tried to punish the entire arts endowment, all because of two small grants that it supported for two controversial exhibitions. His proposal would have made Congress a super censor and barred the federal government from supporting art that various interest groups might conceivably find objectionable. That's preposterous, Al. Sometimes art shocks our sensibilities. It's supposed to, but in a free society, we can't knuckle under to the know-nothings or embrace their calls for censorship. Don't join the book burners, Al. Stand up for artistic freedom. Admit for once that Jesse Helms went too far.
You just don't like what Jesse does, Ted. Why don't you admit that if it had been any other senator, your howls and cries would have been half? It is not censorship to vote against using taxpayers' money to subsidize pornography. Folks like Mapplethorpe and Serrano can display their works any old place they want to, any form they wish, as long as their good patrons and loyal fans want to pay for it. I've never seen such overreaction. He's not some wild beast who's going to chew up the arts. It was not an attempt to punish the entire arts endowment, but merely to improve the selection and grant award process. We took $45,000 away and left $171 million. Come on. I've been a supporter of the arts for a long time, Ted, but I can think of a lot better ways to spend taxpayers' money than on photos of a crucifix immersed in urine or a leather whip sticking out of some guy's rear end. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on federal funding for lobbyists. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.